This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Medical studies have shown that wearing a face covering slows the spread of COVID-19 and it protects you and your family. That is why today I am issuing a face covering requirement for all counties with more than 20 COVID cases.
All right, so that would be a lot of counties in the great state of Texas. That's the governor, Greg Abbott, mandating masks because of the virus surge. Fox News Sean Hannity star even is in the game. He said a couple of weeks ago about the mask and going to games, and wouldn't it be stupid not to be able to do that? He even now has cut a public service announcement urging people to do that. So right on, Sean Hannity. You know how I feel about it. I was on the brigade for wear the mask right from the very beginning when you were in certain situations, because it just didn't make any sense to me, since I thought, what's a little face covering over your nose and your mouth when you run into the grocery store, for goodness sake, if it can save lives. So now there is the full court press, Republican, Democrat, or anything in between, it seems. There still are those who do not think you should have to wear a face mask. And in Texas, for example, if you decide you don't want to wear the mask, you will be fined. So how they do that, how you control that flow, etc., I don't know, but you could be fined up to $250. So there are exceptions for people who have a medical condition or some kind of a disability, who are exercising outdoors, or they're doing something like a religious service where they can't. That's what at least they're saying in Texas, because, you know, even with voting, they started the month-long voting period for the primary election, so voting, they're saying the same thing. Bottom line is, all Texans wear a face cover. That's what it pretty much mandates. Over the nose, mouth, in public spaces, in counties with 20 or more, with very, very few exceptions, and I mentioned some of them. Now, so this big rollback isn't just something that is new to Texas. We know in California and in Florida, same thing. In Arizona, the great state of Arizona, similar thing because of the surge of cases. Hey, everybody, trust me, it's not all bleak on this show. Kate Delaney, thanks so much. If you feel like it and something just gnaws at you, send me an email, because I know a lot of people listen to me all over the map, I like to say. You can absorb me during your lunch hour, in the evening hours, catch us live, whatever it is, but go to KateDelaneyRadio.com, KateDelaneyRadio.com. So Florida, I mentioned Florida, shattering the count with more than 10,000. I mean, we're seeing record cases, period, across the U.S., but Thursday, more than 10,000 new coronavirus cases. It was the biggest one-day increase for that state since the pandemic started. The outbreaks in all four states that I mentioned have helped, sadly, us break a record we don't want to own, and it's that we are seeing the rising rates that we haven't seen since April. So then you think of the amount of people that live in certain areas, like in Florida, 21 million residents, give or take, and they've reported new daily cases more than any European county had at the height of their outbreaks. Remember, we used to be aghast at what was happening in Italy. Oh, Italy. Oh, my gosh, I can't even bury their dead. It's terrible. It's awful. And it was. And now we're talking about that surge, those infections. And then it's a question of those infected, how many of them end up walking out of a hospital if it's that severe, and how many don't. And that's obviously the key. It's one thing to get the disease. It's another thing to die from the disease. And luckily, we are seeing that people are surviving, even if they go through hell, ultimately, to get there. Or it feels like hell for a few days, or if you're not lucky, longer than that. And if you're really not lucky, then you get to the situation where it's 50-50. Who knows if you get on a ventilator and how that ends up turning out. Good news is the vaccine, see, I said not everything's going to be negative. Good news is it's warp speed ahead. I've talked about this already in this bleak situation with so many of the best and the brightest working on the vaccine. But the vaccine still, because I keep getting asked about this every single day that I've been doing this show, and you know I've been doing this show for 15 years, so once this outbreak happened, and even before it, I had questions about what did I think was going to happen with the vaccine. And I like the chances of Moderna. The trial of the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine might have been delayed a little bit, but they think July for sure. 30,000 patients. And they're just being ambitious, and they're trying to get through this, you know, last hurdle, and they want to get that key information by at least Thanksgiving is what they're saying. So this is a phase three study, and they want to get to home plate as fast as possible. And let's see what happens with these trials, because they're going to have them in July. Just a little bit of a protocol change with vaccine safety and manufacturing that's pushed back a date. They were hoping they were going to be able to launch it on the 9th, so that gets pushed back just a little bit. But they're working with, they've got the great position, but they're also working in conjunction with some others. Like you have Pfizer working with a German firm, BioNTech, and they're starting a 30,000 patient study, just like Moderna, of their own later this month. AstraZeneca and Oxford University, they collaborated. They're going to start a similar trial, about the same size, in August. And then you have Johnson & Johnson. They're just getting through their massacre of trials with the baby powder and ovarian cancer. Awful. But they are right behind all of those. So, I mean, it is really, honestly, warp speed. So keep your fingers crossed and everything else. And we'll keep you up to date on tracking the coronavirus vaccine and where we're at and how quickly that will get to all of us, because I said this, I think, the other night, the dreaded words that nobody wants to hear is there is no cure. There is no cure. And right now there is no cure. And that is frightening. And then you have Herman Cain, the story of Herman Cain, who, the people that have tested positive, he was part of the whole Tulsa Brigade. And so with the updates and the amount of people that have been at big gatherings, etc., Herman Cain, who was at the Trump rally, is added to that bunch. He was there, and he's been hospitalized with COVID-19. So he's getting treatment at an Atlanta hospital. And those are the examples of what happens when you get large amount of people together in a space, even if you try to take away some of the obstacles with hand sanitizer and etc. and social distancing. And of course there wasn't a lot of social distancing. By the way, he didn't require a respirator. He's awake. He's alert. And of course, Cain is the co-chair of Black Voices for Trump. He's one of the surrogates at the president's Tulsa rally back on June 20th. So we're watching to see what happens with him. Again, he is still at an Atlanta hospital. Bounce into much, much more. Stay with us.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus.
That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with 2 cruisers, 1 American, 1 German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM. Ghislaine Maxwell, the British socialite and heiress who became a confidant and gal pal of disgraced, now dead, Jeffrey Epstein, and was later implicated in his alleged sex crimes. If anybody should have had the cuffs slapped on them, it would be Maxwell. What a sorry excuse for a human being, the things that she did. And naturally, because she has so much do-re-mi, she was arrested in Bradford, New Hampshire. I know we have people listening to us not too far from that area. On Thursday, early in the morning, on charges she conspired with Epstein to sexually abuse minors, she was found at this million-dollar luxury home with 156 acres of rural mountainside property. So she was able to kind of elude a lot of people, although supposedly they knew where she was. It was getting the case together. And she made that electronic appearance in a New Hampshire federal court. A judge remanded her to the custody of the U.S. Marshals, ordered her transferred to New York City. She didn't enter a plea. Her attorney indicated he's going to seek a detention hearing in New York. And we'll see what happens. But it's a 6-count indictment in New York in a Manhattan federal court alleging that she helped Epstein groom girls as young as 14 years old, going back as far as 1994. They say she was in the room during things happening and took part in the sexual abuse of 3 underage girls at his Upper East Side townhouse, his Florida estate, his ranch in New Mexico. She faces up to 35 years in prison. There was a documentary on I want to say Netflix, about Epstein, and it would roll your stomach. But at the same time, now that she's been caught, I mean, it's one of those attaboys. She is the devil in the blue dress. The song is the epitome of her times 10. So they got a tight case, supposedly, from what I understand, against her. And the FBI said they've been tracking her movements for some time. But I think they were smart. They wanted to make sure they had it as ironclad as they could. I mean, because this woman is elusive, and she's got serious deep pockets. She's the daughter of a British media baron, Robert Maxwell, and, was at all his different estates, and she was seducing these young girls into thinking, oh, this generous, philanthropic man, and next thing you know, they were being attacked. There's allegations of rape and so much more, and of course, there were famous people that were at some of Epstein's parties, some of them politicians that included, like, Bill Clinton. He was in a lot of photographs with Epstein, and the big one, though, is Prince Andrew, because Prince Andrew was absolutely identified as, by one of the girls, as somebody who she alleges raped her many, many, many times, and of course, we see how things have fallen apart for him, but who knows where that goes. But the bottom line is, will she talk to get less of a sentence? I mean, who knows what happens here. But I think for all those girls who never got their day in court to see Epstein, to face him, and because of what he was able to get away with, because he had money and power, serious power and serious connections, and then, of course, ends up dead when he's in a New York facility, this is their chance. I mean, this is their chance to see her, and she was in on all of it around, and all of them knew her. So she had 3 passports, lots of money, lots of international connections, and she had no reason to stay in the United States, which is interesting, and face this prison sentence she could face, but I guess she thought she was untouchable or something. I can't imagine. That's exactly what I thought when they picked her up in New Hampshire. This is the woman who had the lock and key to everything, right? Epstein, and then her own monies and connections. So why, oh why, would she nestle in the U.S.? I mean, this place where she was had a lot of land, but it was a 4,300 square foot estate. So if you wanted to stay hidden, I guess you could say you could stay hidden, but she was tough. It was tough for her to elude the FBI. They knew that she was in New Hampshire. They wanted to make sure they had that indictment correct. They wanted to make sure they had it, that's for sure. So follow this case, because it is a stomach turner and a page turner. And I think for victims, too often, you know, the victims get shoved aside, especially when it's a big case and it's the famous name, or it's created a stir, or something else has happened. So often the victims don't get discussed enough, I think, in this. I mean, they were sex trafficking. That's what they were doing. And there were a lot of powerful men that were listed among those that went to his private island and a whole bunch of other estates where he, under the guise of, oh, there's going to be other girls there and I'm giving scholarships or whatever nonsense they told people. And then they would be on a plane and next thing you know, they were trapped. I mean, absolutely trapped and way, way too vulnerable, way, way, way too young. All right, as we traverse what I like to call here on the show odds and ends, because there's so much that happens, including it is the 4th of July, right? So you know what the 4th of July means? It means fireworks. How many of you have run out to get some fireworks? Raise your hand. I have the special glasses where I can see. Even if you're hearing me and it's like Memorex, I have a way to go back in time. Ooh, I see lots and lots and lots of hands going up. I might even have fireworks at the studio. I don't know. Eric might not have found any. They probably hid them. George, the engineer, he probably hid them somewhere. But if he finds them, you're going to hear... Oh, there they are. Are they allowed to set them off? I'm not paying the fines in Minneapolis. Here. Oh. There's the finale. I hear it. Oh. Yeah, that's what you're probably going to be hearing all weekend long, because there's not going to be those big displays for the most part that you would normally go to and see. And I love fireworks. I do. I love, love, love fireworks. To me, there's nothing better than that. And I look forward to it every single year. There's a place I go to on a hill to look and watch and see the fireworks over Dallas, which is where our mini facility is. But I won't be doing that this year, and I've had some great experiences in other places where I've been on 4th of July. So if you've got your own fireworks, just for goodness sake, be careful. I'm not here to lecture, but it is easy. It is easy, right, to get too carried away sometimes. And you don't want to hurt yourself with those fireworks. I just get the simple things, and I like sparklers. I mean, even sparklers, if you were out in the super dark and, you know, you had a bunch of sparklers and some of those pops that you throw, and you know how they go off, you hit them on the ground, they're pretty cool too. But the fireworks sales, that's what's so interesting about the coronavirus. We talk about jobs reports and people losing jobs and how sad it is and how the cuts are happening and all that. But people involved in the fireworks business, it's booming. I mean, just completely consumer fireworks just sold out. Shows are canceled. Just anywhere you can imagine, people are that who sell fireworks are saying it's unbelievable. It's the most that they've ever seen. I'll give you one example. There was even a big write-up on it, and I remember this place. It's outside of Ventura County because I used to live in Southern California, and there is a non-profit group that sells legal fireworks in a place called Fillmore, and they say the record sales from their first few days in business even this year was unbelievable, and they're going to double, maybe even triple, their typical revenue in 2020, and they're drawing customers from Los Angeles and Ventura and all those counties in between because they can't find other places. They want to get them legally, and this is a place where you can get them, and they can only be set off legally in Fillmore or another area that allows fireworks sales. So there are 19 vendors that are registered in the city of Fillmore, and they were allowed to begin selling at noon on Sunday, and it's been just absolutely jammed. I mean, they say things like, hey, maybe, you know, we sell 1,000, when we first opened, maybe say $1,000 worth of fireworks, but already in just the first day, we had $12,000 in sales. That's, do the math on that. That's pretty good, right? Take away the taxes, the fees, and all the other expenses. It's going to be a sweet little haul, I think, for these vendors, and good for them and good for the people who will be able to get their fix and set off their fireworks on the 4th of July. We're headed to the mailbag. Got to put my shoes on. I'll meet you there in the mailroom.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as $1 a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about $1 a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
During demonstrations in downtown Portland, Oregon, protesters blocked traffic on the main street and launched fireworks from the street, injuring officers. The Saturday police protests began peacefully with people gathering in two public plazas to watch and listen to performers. but some in groups begin launching fireworks on South Main Street. Officials are now hoping they've quelled the violence from Saturday night when protesters began throwing all kinds of things at the downtown federal courthouse. Portland Police Chief Chuck Lovell.
This is the second time in a day that Portland experienced a riot in downtown. This is unacceptable. Aerial fireworks, mortars, M80s, and bricks were thrown at officers as they attempted to get the crowd to disperse.
It was the third time in the past week that police have had to declare protests in Portland a riot. This is USA Radio News. With Major League Baseball training camps starting, a number of players are opting out, and USA Radio's John Hunt has details.
With Major League Baseball training camps open, a number of players have chosen to opt out of the 2020 season. Ryan Zimmerman and Joe Ross of the Washington Nationals, Mike Leake of the Arizona Diamondbacks, Ian Desmond of the Colorado Rockies, and today, David Price announced that he will be opting out of the 2020 season. San Francisco Giants all-star catcher Buster Posey is unsure whether he will play this season.
You know, the old cliche, one day at a time, but I think health right now is probably paramount, but obviously you can't expect the batter to come up and wear a mask or a catcher to wear a mask during the game. It's a bad habit, but a lot of us as baseball players are used to spitting as well. And I think that's going to be an issue, right? From what I've heard, that's, you know, through water droplets and moisture is how this thing is spread. And so I think there's going to have to be an effort to try your best not to do that.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Alright, picture this. I'm in the middle of the mail room, and so much of it is falling all over me, all over the mail room. Seriously, this audience blows me away with the amount of emails that I get. I want to remind everyone, I got to start pumping out that phone more. I've heard from a couple of people like Sean and Jake, hey, Kate, give the phone number out again, 855-266-5283. You can weigh in on our mass. Oh, it's unofficial, but mask on, mask off, even with the mandates. Yeah, and a lot of people pumping the whole mask thing. Mitch McConnell's doing that. I mentioned Sean Hannity was doing that. I've been doing that, of course, from the beginning, because I don't get it. Not everywhere, but in situations where you could put yourself in danger or someone else, because it's about your family. It's about people that are your posse, your buddies, your friends, giving it to them. Nobody wants to do that. Oh, I don't want to be that person that they're talking about forever that almost killed me. And it, God forbid if you infected someone and they did die from it. Yikes. But especially since we're seeing the explosion of it with more of a surge in the amount of cases. So this is different than, okay, nobody even has it. It seems like we flattened the curve in an XYZ area, whatever it is. If it keeps you safe, I mean, you know, that's the way to go. That's the end of the lecture part of the mailroom. Some of you asked about the poll, etc., so that's why I started there. And this is what, I'll just give you one. Here's what Lloyd said. Kate Delaney, I listened to you and your poll and the fact that it was kind of split. I remember you saying that, but actually you mentioned that 60% more said you didn't have to wear the mask. And I was on board with so much of what you talk about, but I was not on board with that and not happy with you. And then I started to see what was happening, and now I have to say I'm crazy about you. because you got me to jump over, so to speak. And why? Partially because my next door neighbor came down with COVID and barely made it. We are in Arizona. I just didn't seem real to me. It just seemed like, yes, there's people in New York City. It's so dense. There's so many people on top of each other. I get it. I get why New Jersey and Connecticut and New York are in that situation with all of the people that come into the city and how long they were doing that. But I really didn't think that I would see that. Once I did, it scared the bejesus out of me. So I tip my cap using a lot of your verbiage here for pushing the whole mask thing. Thanks for that. I mean, listen, my best feature, my smile. My smile is up, is getting covered up by the mask, right? I get it. I get the mask thing. In fact, I had a mask. The first mask I was wearing was too big, because what I know about wearing a mask, and the hubs got it, and it was crazy. I felt like a little kid, like I'm trying to adjust it, like I can't inhale with it because it's all over my face. So I get it, right? All right, let's move on. This one is from Lucy, and Lucy says, I love the qualifications, but I'm going to say, I've never emailed the show before, but I do listen to your show, and I was listening to you talk about the upcoming election, and to me, it just seems so crazy, the choices that people have. I voted for Trump last time around. I like some of what he's done, and I dislike some of the other things that he's done. I especially hate the whole Twitter thing, the classlessness of the way he just rips on people. It makes no sense to me. He certainly is above that, but I don't understand New Yorkers anyway, so I'm blaming it on that. The fact that the Democrats are putting up Joe Biden, just retread, man, we got to be better than this as a country. Who are the people that would make the best presidents, and what are the characteristics, I was thinking about this the other day, that presidents really need to have? Isn't that a great question? Well, it's a question we talk about all the time, so thanks for that. It's why I say, listen, locally, statewide, who your representatives are, and then ultimately at the highest office in the land. People sometimes say, oh, I don't care about it. How many times have you I heard this? I don't care. I'm not going to vote for anyone. Because it doesn't matter. It's all rigged anyway. Well, if you feel like it's all rigged, if more people voted, maybe it wouldn't be all rigged in your mind, right? And especially locally. Pay attention. Your taxes are affected by that. Where money is being diverted is affected by that. Your representation on issues locally and then certainly statewide. So it does matter. It does. You get better people in office the more you pay attention, and the more people that also embrace that and pay attention. And as for what I think the criteria is for present leadership is one. I mean, you're the leader of the free world, in my opinion. We still are the greatest country on the face of the earth. And having that leadership poise and having the right people in place on your cabinet, on your teams, etc., all of that, paying attention to what is important to Americans, paying attention to things that affect our health, economics, welfare, our status, because when we have that strong status, the chances of attack are less, right? That was the whole thing about nuking it up, that my nukes are bigger than yours. You wouldn't dare shoot at us. You wouldn't dare lob a nuke at us, so we're going to make sure that we have enough. And I think the ability, and this is tough for a leader, to be flexible and change if you have to change, and also be able to admit when you're wrong. I think any leader anywhere, period, and I would say president or in politics, how many times do you ever hear that from any politician? Any politician. Because you know why? Because PR people teach you how to spin around it. How do you spin around something that's happened? Instead of, I think, and that's what I believe we're craving, authenticity, just nailing it on the head. Hey, we looked at numbers, or I looked at data, or this, blah, 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 whatever the thing is, and I made this call, and it was the wrong call. I will give the governor of Texas credit for that, because he said He regretted, and he didn't blame it on other people. He regretted opening bars. He said that was a mistake. That was a mistake. He took ownership over that. I thought that was good to say. Yeah, and everybody can criticize. You know, why would you open the bars? Why would you reopen so soon? But he wanted the economy to go, and he said that. He admitted all that. I think that's what you do, no matter what level of leadership, I guess, you're at, is what I would say. All right, let's move to this one. This one is Bob, listening to us in Portland. Kate, you know, I've heard you talk about things that are booming economically, companies that are doing well because of what people are doing. And I know you mentioned RVs. How about water sports? And we're seeing in Portland, just like anywhere else, lakes, etc., or whether you're talking about the Pacific, people are grabbing up boats like you would not believe. Boat sales are through the roof. I have a buddy who's in the boat sale business, and he says it's crazy what they're ordering and trying to keep things in stock, and good for him. He's one of my best buddies, and his business has increased by at least 15% in the last 3 months. Yeah, all kinds of boats. So even the, you know, the jet skis, like you want to go to that level, or you want to talk about sailboats, or you want to talk about a bigger fishing boat, whatever it is. But, you know, you've got supply chain problems, I'm sure, since we can't talk and you just sent me an email. I bet he's got supply chain problems where you've got factories. Are they open? And what are you producing? Because they need to produce more boats. So, for example, if he carries, it's popular Yamaha boats, and they're not at 100%. So there are things that they have to do, like they don't have their windshields, or they have seat cushions that aren't there, that kind of stuff. But I did see what they sold. Yamaha sold 1,600 boats in May. That's about a third of what it usually sells in an entire year. So did you hear what I said? A third of what it usually sells in an entire year. So the run on boats is happening everywhere, where boat sales are just up in all categories, you know, whatever the price point is. The higher price point for the fishing boats, the ski boats, that kind of stuff, they are. And the average sale for some of these boat companies, I'll call them, yeah, the boat companies, is like $100,000. So you think, how many units are they moving? And that's pretty good. I like you that you brought up that point, that there are companies that are doing well. I talked to my neighbor, because they had a drive-by concert in my neighborhood where somebody was on a truck, a singer, he's great, and stopped at certain houses and went down a couple of streets, and my street was one of them. And social distancing wise, talked to my neighbor, and they asked how I was doing, how we were doing, and he's in the computer business, of course, in the cloud business, we'll call it. And if anything, the business is the same and or better. So they certainly haven't taken a hit. And then another neighbor in real estate, it's not like through the roof, but it's good. It's fine. It's normal. And people assumed real estate would be bad. In some areas, real estate is doing okay. All right, our last one, Rich. And Rich says, Kate, NFL, baby, you got to tell me, are we going to have an NFL season? I'm on board with the masking up if we're going to have an NFL season. Well, the plans are to go forward, and you might have to sign a waiver. I don't know if they're going to limit people. They got to still figure all of that out. But for now, it's full steam ahead with the NFL. Keep watching what's going on with the virus, though, and what happens with a couple of the other sports. But we're getting close to training camps, eh? Stay with us. Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Come away with me in the night. Come away with me, and I will.
Part of the 4th of July celebration is the fireworks, and there may be fireworks in your neighborhood going off, but there won't be any of those normally huge fireworks celebrations because of the situation we're in with the coronavirus. I think it's highly doubtful, although some areas may have a controlled way to set them off and not have crowds there like they used to. I think most, though, have been canceled. Some of the bigger shows for sure have absolutely been canceled. All right, it's time now for This or That with me, Kate Delaney, and my technical maestro, Eric. He joins us now in the virtual studio. Hey, Eric.
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good, I would say. So, you have the choice of an electric vehicle or a traditional gas, whatever you want, vehicle. Which do you take?
Gas, for sure.
Okay, you know people hate you for that. They're like, why? Why does he have to have gas? Can't he get a Prius? Can't you drive a Prius? So why gas over electric?
I like cars and driving and stuff. I have a WRX. If anyone knows what that is, it's a pretty fast car that's gas-powered.
WRX. Who makes a WRX?
Subaru.
Oh, I know what it is. Those cars are pretty cool.
Yeah, and they'll never make them, like, electric, you know.
Yeah, so you like the WRX, you like speed, so no way.
No way.
No way.
I used to drive trucks, too, so that's another thing about it.
Trucks.
Like, you know, tractor trailer, semis.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Did you do that for a living?
Yep. I did it for like 4 years or so.
Did you travel all over the U.S.?
No, just in neighboring states like Wisconsin and Iowa and North Dakota, South Dakota.
Oh, wow. Very cool. So you are a driver.
Yeah. I used to be a professional driver until I got a DWI in my personal vehicle.
And then that ended that, right?
Yeah, so now I'm here.
Now you're in the studio. All right, so that makes sense. So electric, forget it, gas, I understand. You know, it's funny. I don't know if I would want an electric one or not. I get that people would say, well, if you could have any choice. But the problem is, when you're driving, how many of those charging stations are there? And I know that they've got them all over the place, but when you say they have them all over the place, what does that really mean? I had a friend that met me one time in a studio to do a segment with me, and she didn't realize that she wasn't charged up enough, and she got stuck for like hours in downtown Dallas where they had to find a charging place, and it was a Tesla. They had to find a charging place and charge up the Tesla, and it was this whole long ordeal. And I just thought, I know how I am with so often just jumping in the car at the last second, so I think it'd be safer for me to have gas.
Yeah. Another thing about those electric cars, like when it gets cold, drains out the battery. I've heard a lot of bad things about like Priuses too, with like the headlights stuff.
Uh-huh.
Headlights go out, they're like really expensive, like the light bulbs and stuff. There's a lot of negative stuff.
You know, we just killed our chances at any kind of great advertising, any kind of great sponsor for an electric vehicle.
No.
Yes, but we went over a lot of conservatives.
I could be full of it.
We changed our mind. We reserve the right to change our mind, by golly. All right, so we both say gas. That's so interesting. I know I would just get crucified with some people I know for saying that. Scrambled over easy, which do you prefer?
Over easy.
You know what's so funny? I'm an over easy person, too, because I like to dip the toast or the ink muffin or whatever it is in the egg, and I just like the way it tastes. Why for you?
Same. The other main reason is red chili, which I know you're familiar with.
Ooh, I love it.
When you mix the red chili in with the yolk and then dip the toast or tortilla in it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's the best.
It is the best. I'm glad you brought that up. I have some from New Mexico. I have some red chili powder I just found the other day.
Me too.
Yeah, somebody ground it up for me, and they gave it to me, and I forgot about it, and it's still good and everything. So, wow, so that's good. We're in agreement with that, absolutely. All right, drive-in or regular movie theater? You have a choice. Which do you go to, a drive-in or a regular movie theater?
I've never been to a drive-in, so I'll go drive-in.
Nice. I would say drive-in now. I mean, I just was reading a story earlier today where Walmart is going to turn 160 parking lots into drive-in movies in the middle of this whole COVID thing, the pandemic, because they have huge parking lots. So they're going to have film premieres, all this kind of stuff. Yes, the Tribeca drive-in team. They're going to program movies. They start in August until October. It's real. They're going to have concessions. They deliver to your car.
Man, that's awesome.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah, that's like, I know where I'm taking my girlfriend on a date.
Of course, because at least you can go somewhere, you can get concessions, it's safe, and plus it's going to be, they're going to have movies, like first-run movies, all that kind of stuff. So I think it's exciting, and I'm all for the drive-in. I'm all for the drive-in. I like movies, and I guess because we were moviegoers, if it was just a question of one or the other, I don't know if I would say regular movie theater or not, because I haven't been to a drive-in in forever, but I love the idea of it. So, and I know I would go to what they're talking about here, these premieres. It's so brilliant, isn't it, to do that?
Yeah. Why didn't they think of that before?
Because people are starting to think of it, and they're seeing it pop up. And this is what happens. Remember, I've said it on the show. You have to reimagine, reinvent, and, you know, reboot what you're doing, no matter what it is you do. Because that's what we're looking for things to do. We're looking to keep surviving and thriving. And this way, like you said, you know where you're taking your girlfriend because you have a place where you can actually go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So you go to a social distancing barbecue, and you have a choice of hot dogs or hamburgers. It's just traditional. That's it. No sausages or other fancy meats, bison burgers, or any of that. So what do you pick?
Hamburgers.
Ugh, me too. We are on the same page. I've always been the hamburger person. When I was a little kid, my dad died when I was 8, but before that I can remember him taking me lots of barbecues in the summer, and it was the traditional kind where you had hot dogs and hamburgers, and all the kids and everybody always wanted hot dogs, and I got made fun of by the kids, like, because I wanted a hamburger.
What?
Yeah.
Kids.
A bunch of punks.
Do that.
Bullies. Bullies over me picking burger meat. But no, seriously, because I don't know why, because kids ate the hot dogs, but I like the hamburgers. I like that juicy hamburger, that taste of how the grill is on the bun.
They're probably better for you, too. I mean,
I think so.
It's almost like a steak, like a, you know.
Yeah.
Same type of thing.
Yeah, same type of thing. I absolutely agree. All right, an iPad or a laptop? Which do you choose?
Laptop.
Did you cheat? Did you look at my answers? I'm a laptop person, too.
What? Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
I don't either.
Really?
And we're not related, so I have no idea.
We've never even met in real life.
No, yeah, we're virtual, so the whole virus thing is the same for us. So why not an iPad? Because people would also think you were crazy, and me too, for not picking the iPad. Why do you like the laptop versus the iPad?
You could do so much more on it.
That's what I think, too. I mean, I know you can do stuff with the iPad, but to me, it just seems like another way to kill a battery, and I could do more with the laptop. I'm more familiar with it, and I just like the idea of it better. I like my little laptop that I got as a Christmas present, so I'm 2 years ago, so I'm sticking with that. Fun! All right, another edition of This or That. I'm going to go get a hamburger, go to a drive-in, and pull up my laptop. Thanks, Eric.
Thank you, Kate.
Thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of the show. Wear a mask. Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with 2 cruisers, 1 American, 1 German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.